This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress once again failed to zero in on any workable plan to help to provide child care to this country's children. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Senate passed a pretty reasonable child care bill this year. The Senate went a long way to subsidize the poor who cannot afford proper care for their young, and it also allowed enough flexibility for the parents themselves to determine just what type of care best suits their own personal needs. Now it's estimated that over half of America's mothers are in the workforce. That means that almost 10 million kids are in need of proper care. By the year 2000, as many as 75% of all two-parent families might have both parents in the workforce and out of the family home for at least a big part of the day. There is a sad ending to this tale, though, Ted, because when the Senate bill got to the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives, it was washed right down the tubes. How about it, Ted? Do you have any influence with those uncaring Democrats over there?
Al, you're overreacting. That omnibus child care measure didn't go down the tubes. It almost made it through Congress in 1989, and it's sure to make it in 1990. We'll pick up in January where we left off in November, and we'll have a better bill besides. The only step left is to work out the handful of differences between Senate and House proposals already passed. You're also less than candid, Al. What delayed final action this year was not Democratic divisions, but Republican intransigence on two key ideas: aid to providers to increase the supply of child care, and reasonable standards to protect the health and safety of children. Too many of your right-wing Neanderthal colleagues are anti-child care. They don't like the idea of mothers in the workplace. That attitude's sexist and unacceptable. Millions of women want to work or have to work. They deserve a helping hand on child care, Al, not the back of your male chauvinist hand. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off on Monday with a Christmas Day message on the Mutual Broadcasting System.